reading from 2 John chapter 1. This chapter is the entirety of this letter from Jesus' beloved disciple, the Apostle John, to a sister church in about 90 AD, one of the last letters to churches written in Scripture. The church is called the Chosen Lady, referring to the church as a lady, a her, much like we would do referring to a ship. She sails into the wind. This is a fitting figure of speech to refer to a church, as the church is the bride of Christ, and he gave his life for her. Christ presented her blameless before the Father, and so the chosen lady is not one particular lady in the church, but the church itself. Her children, as John refers to them, are the members of this church. They're called children because they're related to the church, and they follow as its followers. They hold to her teachings. And again, the use of anthropomorphism in regard to the church is still appropriate, because the church is not just a building. It is literally a living organism. It's not a thing, but it's a living entity. There's no church without the life of its members. The church is the members. The term church, as we use it, simply refers to the whole collection of its members together, their assembly together, or in Greek, their ecclesia together, the called out ones coming together. This living anthropomorphic idea is even carried farther in scriptures as it talks about the church being Christ's body. We, the members, are the members of his body, we're told. We're not the members of a building. We're the members of his body. We are given life from him, sustained in life by him, for the purpose of living the Christ life because of him. In a metaphorical sense, we are like his body's arms and legs and mouth and heart here on earth as we carry out his will in our lives as his metaphorical body. And finally, not only will we be his church, his body, his bride on earth, but we will forever be his church, his body, his bride in heaven. The marriage supper of the Lamb will celebrate our living with him there. Where he is now, there we will be forever with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, the purpose of this letter was to warn the bride of Christ about the false teachings that were soon to be circulating around her, so that her children, the members, would not become deceived and separated from the true teachings of the mother. The heresy being spread was that Jesus never really came to earth in the flesh. And this is a change to the true gospel. And this change to the true gospel made the gospel sound more appealing to those who were committed to a popular pagan philosophy of the day that believed that all physical matter had to necessarily be evil in itself. But that's not true. God created physical matter and said it was good. And it was not the truth about Christ. Christ did come in the flesh. That's what the incarnation, the enfleshment, is all about. Had Christ not added a real physical humanity to his deity as the Son of God, it would never have been able to die in any sense. God is eternal. And so had Jesus not taken on real physical humanity that was able to die, there would be no payment made on a cross for the sins of mankind. And you and I would still be lost forever in our sins, awaiting eternal judgment. So this was a heresy, and this heresy was a drastic change to the gospel, not a clarification to the gospel, but a change. It was another gospel, and John, as an elder of the church, wanted to make sure that they did not get deceived and start teaching wrong things and believing wrong things that would be separating her from the one who is the head of the body. Isn't it good to know that somebody cared enough to warn the first century church about this so that it would not go off into error? That's what scripture is all about. It's giving us parameters on what to believe, what not to believe from God's perspective. And I'm so glad that the Apostle John, the beloved apostle, the elder John, took time to clarify and to admonish them so that they did not deviate from the truth of the gospel. We too have his clarifications and his warnings to us today, not to deviate from the truth of the gospel. We need to stay with the faith once delivered to the saints, because that's the truth, nothing else. So don't fall for any popular knockoff gospels, pseudo gospels, a different kind of Jesus that may be popular in the secular society or the spiritualist societies around us today. Only the biblical Jesus was able to die on a cross for our sins and pay the price for them for all eternity. And only the biblical Jesus can save. This is Pastor Steve. Until next time, have a great day in the Lord. God bless.